Welcome to 5-Minute History from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. Episode 56. The History of the Handgun. The history of the handgun is a story of innovation, technological development, and the changing nature of personal weaponry. Over centuries, the handgun evolved from crude early firearms into the highly sophisticated and reliable weapons used today. Throughout its development, the handgun has been central to military, law enforcement, and civilian use, playing a key role in self-defense, conflict, and policing. The earliest forms of handguns emerged in the late Middle Ages, around the 14th century, as European armorers began experimenting with gunpowder weapons. The invention of gunpowder, which originated in China, revolutionized warfare and led to the development of firearms. Early handguns were rudimentary, typically consisting of a simple metal or wooden tube that was loaded with powder and a projectile. These early firearms were fired by manually igniting the gunpowder through a touch hole, often with a burning match or piece of slow-burning rope, known as a matchlock. By the 15th century, the matchlock mechanism was refined into what became known as the hand cannon. These were still basic firearms, but could be held in one hand, making them among the first true handguns. However, matchlocks were cumbersome, requiring the user to carry a lit match at all times, which made them impractical in many situations, particularly in wet or windy conditions. The development of the wheel lock in the early 16th century marked a significant advance in handgun technology. The wheel lock used a rotating steel wheel to generate sparks and ignite the gunpowder, eliminating the need for a burning match. This innovation made handguns more practical, as they could now be fired more quickly and reliably in adverse conditions. However, the complexity of the wheel lock mechanism made it expensive to produce, limiting its widespread use. The 17th century saw the emergence of the flintlock, which became one of the most significant developments in the history of firearms. The flintlock mechanism used a piece of flint, held in a clamp, to strike a piece of steel, creating a shower of sparks that ignited the gunpowder. Flintlock pistols were relatively simple to manufacture, more reliable than their predecessors, and cheaper to produce. These handguns became the standard sidearm for military officers, cavalry, and civilians throughout the 17th and 18th centuries. Flintlock pistols were typically single-shot weapons, requiring the user to reload after each shot. Reloading was a slow and laborious process, involving pouring gunpowder down the barrel, inserting a lead ball, and ramming it down with a rod. Despite this, flintlock pistols remained the dominant handgun technology for over two centuries. Famous historical figures, such as pirates, highwaymen, and duelists, were often associated with the use of flintlock pistols, which became iconic symbols of personal defense and combat during this period. The 19th century brought further advances in handgun design, particularly with the invention of the percussion cap. The percussion cap, developed in the early 1800s, replaced the flintlock mechanism with a small metal cap containing a chemical compound that ignited when struck by a hammer. This new firing system made handguns more reliable as it reduced the misfires and jams that were common with flintlocks. The percussion cap also simplified the loading process, as users no longer needed to rely on flint and steel to produce sparks. The next major leap in handgun technology came with the development of the revolver in the mid-19th century. The revolver, invented by Samuel Colt in the 1830s, was a game-changer for personal firearms. It featured a rotating cylinder that could hold multiple rounds of ammunition, allowing the user to fire several shots before needing to reload. Colt's revolvers quickly gained popularity, particularly in the United States, where they became widely used by lawmen, outlaws, and settlers during the expansion of the American West. The Colt Single Action Army Revolver, introduced in 1873, became one of the most famous handguns in history, earning the nickname, "The Gun That Won the West." revolvers continued to evolve throughout the late 19th and early 20th centuries, with improvements in ammunition and mechanical design. The introduction of metallic cartridges, which combined the bullet, powder, and primer into a single unit, made reloading faster and more convenient. Double-action revolvers, which allowed the user to fire by simply pulling the trigger rather than manually cocking the hammer, further increased the rate of fire and ease of use. While revolvers dominated the handgun market for much of the 19th century, the early 20th century saw the rise of the semi-automatic pistol. Semi-automatic pistols, which use the energy from firing a round to eject the spent cartridge and load the next round into the chamber, allowed for even faster firing and reloading. One of the most influential early semi-automatic pistols was the Colt M1911, designed by John Browning and adopted by the US military in 1911. The M1911 became a standard-issue sidearm for American forces and remained in service for over 70 years, proving itself in both World Wars, Korea, and Vietnam. The semi-automatic pistol gradually overtook the revolver as the preferred handgun for military, law enforcement, and civilian use throughout the 20th century. Semi-automatic pistols offered greater magazine capacity, faster reload times, and increased versatility. The development of polymer-framed pistols in the 1980s, most notably by Austrian manufacturer Glock, further revolutionized handgun design. Glock pistols, known for their durability, reliability, and ease of use, quickly gained popularity with police forces and civilians around the world. Today, handguns are used for a variety of purposes, including self-defense, law enforcement, sport shooting, and military operations. Advances in materials science, ergonomics, and ballistics have continued to improve handgun performance, making them more accurate, powerful, and user-friendly. However, handguns remain a subject of considerable debate, particularly regarding their role in crime and gun violence, leading to ongoing discussions about regulation and control in many parts of the world. The evolution of the handgun reflects broader changes in society, warfare, and technology. From its early beginnings as a cumbersome and unreliable weapon to the sophisticated firearms of today, the handgun has played a significant role in shaping history. As technology continues to evolve, the handgun will likely continue to be refined, reflecting the balance between innovation, necessity, and responsibility in the use of personal firearms. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute Podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.